You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's The Real Housewives of Miami After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Miami After Show.
I'm in Miami, bitch. Drink all day, play all night. Let's get it.
So classy.
I'm in Miami, bitch. Everybody on smash. Smash. Hands in the air. I'm feeling on the ass. Like a nigga don't care.
Like a nigga don't care.
Not endorsed by AfterBuzz TV.
Oh, I don't know.
Hey guys, Bing is for doing, and we are here doing another AfterBuzz After Show for The Real Housewives of Miami, Season 2, Episode 10 and 11. Next week, I think we're going to enter the show with the thong song, possibly, because I just feel like that's so universal for anything Miami. So keep your ears open for that one next week. But anyway, I'm your awkward host, Kristen Carney, here with two awesome co-hosts. Go ahead and say hello.
Hi, guys. I'm Michelle Renee.
Hey, guys. I'm Jake Dupree.
And once again, we're missing Molly Harper. We're bummed, but hopefully she'll be back next week. I feel like we haven't been here for a long time.
Yeah.
Almost forgot about the show, in a sense. Because we had, like, the gap in the whole Sunday, Thursday thing.
I don't get this whole Sunday thing. Stop playing with us.
I don't like the Sunday thing. That's, like, my day of rest. I'm supposed to be a Christian on that day.
That's my Real Housewives of Atlanta day, okay? Like,
right.
back the hell off, Bravo.
Right,
Fix that.
I know. It's weird. But anyway, we're back. And next week we might not be here because...
For Thanksgiving.
The Thanksgiving show.
Oh.
So my schedule, my mojo's all off. But... Whatever, it's off anyway, regardless. I have no mojo. So we're going to do episode 10 and 11. We started in episode 10 with this volleyball model volleyball game. One of the world's worst place to go if you're unattractive, because it's just going to be this thing of feeling horrible about yourself. But Joanna, of course, looked amazing, as we always talk about, and I'm going to stop talking about it. It's just so annoying at this point. I can't not focus on it. Because every shot, it's just like, come on!
I wish that she was really unattractive, because I really don't care for her attitude personally. Like, this episode is a little bit redeeming. This new episode is a little bit redeeming for her, for me. But I think, I wish that she was ugly so I could hate her. Like, really hate her.
Right.
But she's really pretty, so I have to enjoy
that.
Well,
I always hate someone if they're really pretty.
Really?
That's a good motivation. I mean, but you're not a girl. You don't
true.
You know.
That is true. I'm not a girl.
Right. You know, you can just fall into a sweet love with them and... I can just stare from afar and wonder why my hairline isn't like hers. You know?
She did keep her, this is really nitpicky, but I have this written down in my notes. She did keep her cover up on and shorts on during the beach volleyball game. And so that was refreshing that we didn't have to look at her body.
I thought so too, but then right at the end she took it off.
Oh.
Yeah, there she was again. And I do have to say, I think her boobs are fake because she had excellent side boob. Ooh. If you have a really, really good defined side boob, they're not real. Like, her side boob was similar to Lisa's. They have different top boob, but it's very similar side boob.
Maybe she got it under the muscle instead of on top of, because sometimes those can look very natural.
Right. That's what I would go for.
That's what I got.
So Roman shows up, and they do this pseudo-makeup thing where I think they probably... This seems so staged to me, because, you know, it was like, of course he's going to come to the volleyball game and make up here. Why wouldn't they just make up at home in private? So it just seemed very made up by the producers for them to kind of do that thing on the beach again, which we already saw her get her light before when they had that scene where she was like crying on the beach, I think episode 1 or 2 or 3.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're back there again. And I don't know. It's a little played.
I'm feeling that the beach is a motif for the literature terms. Motif. And I don't know. I want them to be over each other. I want them to move on. I think that they would be really awesome separately. I just want to see what Joanna would be like without always being Roman's like,
I think Joanna butt buddy would be awesome separately. I think Roman would be pretty mediocre separately.
Yeah. I mean,
I just don't see it with them.
He'd just be like some regular beefcake and walk in the streets.
Yeah, yeah, he showed up with his RoboCop sunglasses and pit stains. They were really bad pits. I did just watch the episode today, yeah. So all the
yeah,
all it's fresh.
No, I remember those pit stains though, and I was like, oh no,
yeah,
he should have taken his shirt off or something.
I know, yeah. I know. Anyway. Yeah, you know it's bad when your option is better to take your shirt off yeah. than to leave it on.
Well, we're in a tank top. I can enjoy that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, he would look like a, you know, Greek god or something at a sex party. But so Leah's dog dies. And that's really sad, of course, obviously.
I was really upset by this.
But the thing is, she was crying to Freda about it, which I get. I have an animal, and any animal that dies, it's just sad because there are these innocent creatures that are adorable and amazing. But Freda, I'm sure, has seen much worse days, you know, as whoever she is. And she's got to listen to this rich woman with this beautiful mansion, you know, continue to just talk about the dog dying. And I get it, but... you know, starving people in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure Freda's gone through a lot worse in her life. But she's got it
now
pretty
she's got
okay.
It
now she's got it great.
Two assistant maids, a driver, a credit card, her own apartment.
I didn't know there's such things as assistant
maids. Leah is pretty sure she built the new wing on the church.
Right.
For Freda's church.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I just love Leah's speaking patterns. Ah, and it goes like down and up. It's just very funny to me. I just love everything that she... Everything she says is so interesting just by the way that she says it, because she has this really interesting way of saying everything.
She really does. She does. And she does that especially with her son, because she loves her son. So there's that kind of mother-son thing voice that she does with him. And it's really cute. Like when he hid the chips, because she put down Pringles. And I just can't imagine living in a house that seems like very planned. You know, you can have this many chips and he's going to grow up and like do cocaine just because he's going to have to get some of the angst out from being, you know, in a house like that. But, you know, it just, they have a really cute dynamic and I really like her son. You know, like we said, is it Asperger's or is he 12? Like is one or the other.
Someone texted me, I think 2 days ago, and they were like, Do you think that her son has some kind of disease? And I was like, I don't think so. Mental disorder, excuse me.
Yeah, he seems like, a little more normal now. Like that one episode, maybe it was his first time on camera, so he was a little bit shy and awkward.
Yeah.
But now, oh, he's 12? I thought he was 10.
Whatever.
Well, yeah, that's what we're saying.
Same difference.
Like,
he's just young.
Okay, no. If he's 12, remember we decided if he's 12, he has Asperger's. If he's 10, he's good.
Right.
But I think he's mellowed out a little bit.
He's a cutie.
Yeah.
Like, look at his dad. It's like, of course he's going to be like that.
Yeah, he's like nerdy cute. Like the little kid that's like nerdy in class that knows all the answers.
Yeah.
That's who I feel like he is.
Yeah. I did not mind, though. I mean, I'm kind of ripping on Leah with the dog thing. I'm just saying that because the camera panned after she was talking to Freda about, you know, and Freda was like, don't cry. And I don't know why Leah had this like blood vessel burst in her eye,
by the way.
I saw that.
But the you know, once they were done with that scene, they panned out to just her giant mansion and land. And it was just like, okay, get over the dog now. Move on. You got bigger fish to fry. And then Lisa. Okay, so Lisa with the miscarriages. I can't go from talking about one bad... Like, I can't rip on a dog dying and then a miscarriage.
Yeah.
But she's talking to Karen, of course. And Miss Karen is really...
stay out the business, hooker. Like, just get out. I don't care for Karen at all. At all.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
I didn't care that Karen made it about her. And I mean, I watched the episode on Sunday, so I don't remember exactly what she did, but she made it about her. And
well, it was ironic because Lisa was saying in her confessional, all the other girls always make it about about themselves. And mm-hmm. I think talking to Karen, because she's so nurturing and loving, can really be nice. It would be nice to talk to her. And then again, you know, Karen didn't know that Lisa was saying that about her, and then goes and does exactly what Lisa was trying to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
But Adriana is right. I'm sorry. She's got the Joker smile, and it's freakier than Jack Nicholson's.
Well, I mean, Karen said to her mother on the episode tonight, was it the Sunday episode? She said, whenever I get stressed, I just smile. That's just how I handle it.
It's like, well, that means you're sick and out of your mind and demented, and you're going to murder someone soon.
Yeah, whenever I'm stressed, I want to throw my phone across the room and say a bad word.
The reason people like someone is because there's this human element to them. You can relate to them. And I think when Karen keeps up this facade of I smile when I'm stressed, just sickens everybody, because everyone deals with stress, you know, in their own way, but in their own way doesn't mean acting like it doesn't exist. And when Karen does stuff like that, it's a turnoff. It's like, you're not real. You're not a real human being. Like, you're dead behind the eyes.
I don't think I've ever seen, like, genuine emotion from her.
No.
At all.
None. And like, if she had was smiling and a nice person, but yet showed a little emotion, we could be more on her side. Like, Lisa is a really nice person and shows emotion, but she smiles a lot, too. But we don't despise Lisa.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think my two favorite housewives, right, on Miami are Lisa and Leah. Yeah. I think they're the most real housewives of the bunch.
Yeah.
I just really
and Lauren.
Them.
You like the new Lauren.
And I love Lauren.
The
Lauren,
new house,
which we'll get to for
we'll
sure.
We'll get to her.
We'll get to that special lady man. I know. I agree. I really do. I like Leah. I like Lisa. I'm hesitant on Lisa a little bit because I think, you know, even from tonight's episode, which again, we'll get into, she kind of stayed in an element, and I would like her to be a little bit more convicted to maybe either liking someone or not liking someone. Mm-hmm.
Choosing a side.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's been having issues with miscarrying, and she's had 3 miscarriages. What do you think it's from? How old do you think she is?
32.
Somewhere in the 30s. I mean, I honestly think it might be her weight, actually.
I do too.
Yeah. Because that's what wasn't that
her
Juliana,
shoulders are way
that,
too defined.
Wasn't that Juliana's problem, Juliana Rancic, that she wouldn't gain weight to have a child?
I heard mm-hmm. something like that, but I never knew if that was it.
Then it also came out that she had breast cancer, so I think maybe the estrogen levels or something had messed up her.
And Juliana is a little bit older, too, I think.
Yeah.
But I was actually talking to my mom the other day. This is getting into a whole other thing. And she was telling me how a lot of products that we use have, like, harmful parabens
in
them that can, like, affect your estrogen levels in a negative way. And so that's what can cause infertility.
I think they sucked all of mine out.
Yeah. Like, obviously, she probably uses, like, really nice face creams and lotions and stuff that probably have a lot of parabens.
And all
so
of her.
Is that a bad explanation?
And her plastic surgery as well.
Yeah.
I feel like that doesn't... I don't know.
Well, she doesn't look like she had the healthiest lifestyle as a younger person in terms of, you know, if she was like a stripper or something and, you know, in Vegas, then I can't imagine that... You know, you're around a lot of smoke, a lot of...
Coke.
Exactly. I take the innocent route.
A lot of sleepless nights. Yeah, so... I don't know. I just think she should be very careful, though. It's, I don't know. I mean, obviously, I'm not at the age where I want to have children, so I've never had to experience trying to have one and not being able to. But I feel like after you've had 3 miscarriages, like, it might be best to kind of look for other options. Because if you do end up having a child, is that child going to be healthy if you actually carry a pregnancy to term?
Well, you would think she would have already gone to those options because they have so much money.
Well, it seems like Lenny doesn't want her to do those options. It seems like he wants her to have the baby, like actually carry the baby.
Oh, you mean like a surrogate?
Yes.
I meant like adoption or anything, just any other option. I'm also thinking of Jacqueline from Real Housewives of New Jersey and how she had several miscarriages. And then, of course, we found out that her son had autism. So,
right. You know. Right. It's scary. It's kind of like a bit hard decision.
Yeah. I'll be your surrogate, Lisa. Pay me.
But Lisa, to me, doesn't... I like to judge everyone's relationships. And I judge Lisa's relationship with Lenny to not be very substantial in terms of their connection, because she almost seems sad. Like, it's just going to be Lenny and I. You know, if I don't have a baby, I got married to have a family. And a lot of women do that, but it seems almost like she's scared to just be with Lenny for the rest of her life. It's like, that's not satisfying enough. It's like, you know, he's not the love of her life, is what it seems like to me.
I just think she wants something to do because she sits
again,
in that big house
so bored.
All day. Yeah.
Right.
We did see in the preview for next week's episode as well that she said, I'm scared my marriage is going to fail if I don't have this child or if I don't have a child. So, I mean...
It seems like the two of them are very utilitarian with each other.
I just think that discussion, remember, that they had on the couch and that a few episodes back about mm-hmm. having a child, he was like... He said he was really supportive, but it felt... In a way, it seemed he was kind of attacky. Does that make sense? Like, he was like, well, I guess we won't have a child. So that's just our option.
Right. So I'm stuck with you.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's him.
Maybe it
Not
is
Not even
him.
Her. Lenny.
Yeah.
Yeah. We love you, Lisa.
Maybe it's your old Sperm.
Speaking of sperm, I always love to do these transitions. Speaking of sperm, if you guys want to rate and comment on iTunes, it's a really good thing to do here. Talk about sperm makes life grow and, you know, helps After Buzz grow. That's gross and weird. Tell a friend also. If you guys tell one friend and then that one friend tells another friend, this thing grows and grows and grows and grows like a weed. So anyway, do that, and we appreciate it. Also rate and comment. But anyway, back to sperm, the more important topics. Yes. Lenny's sperm probably, though, also is not that potent anymore because he's a little older. And guys, I mean, 31, 32, 33 can start having to go to, you know, clinics and whatnot and do the things with the magazines. Yeah. So anyway, I do feel bad for Lisa because she is sweet. But also in terms of relationships, really quick, Anna is making herself a little bit more present now into the episodes. And she was leaving the office that she had shared with her husband, Robert, ex-husband Robert, for a long time. And she was really sad. I shared her pain.
I did, too, because it was a chapter that she probably didn't think would end. I feel like that even though they're getting divorced, I'm sure she was expecting it just to continue the way it was. But I'm proud of her that she just took the initiative and is like, this is it, even though it was really heartbreaking for her.
Did she take the initiative or he threw her out?
It seemed like
I was under the impression. I don't think she took any initiative.
I think she got to choose. You know, she had to choose whether she was going to stay or not. And she was just really upset. And she was trying to get him to talk her out of it, of course, but she left.
I understand her being upset, and that part was sad. But it annoys me that she's like, oh, Robert and I are such good friends. We have this great friendship. Let's call it what it is. She still, I mean, likes him a lot, is in love with him. I don't know, but there are obviously feelings there. Like, why don't you just admit that, like, yeah, I don't want to move out of this office because, you know, I still, like, care for him a lot, or, you know?
I think she doesn't admit it because I don't think he has any feelings.
No.
Because he was basically laughing in her face. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I can't wait for you to get out, fat ass. It's like, that's how he was. That's the way he was looking at her.
Yeah.
You know? But I really like Anna, and I feel like I would have been the same way. I would have been like a blubbering person. And it's hard when you're sentimental and he's the father of your kids, and that's what you've known for so long. But yeah, Robert seems like he looks to me like a... I was trying to like a possum or something.
Yes.
Doesn't he look like that? Mm-hmm. And I want to like him because he just seems kind of like a goof that doesn't really get that he's just an idiot. So you can't really help him.
Or a jerk.
Right. He doesn't understand like the jerky things that he's saying almost, it seems like to me. So I want to like him. But I just feel bad for Anna because he just treats her like she's an idiot. And she's okay with it, it seems like, in her responses. You know, he was like, ha ha ha, I can't wait for you to leave. And she was like, ha ha ha, you're right.
Yeah.
It's weird. But I can see why they got divorced, to be honest with you. Okay, so the big scene in episode 10 was, and again, we kind of talked about before we started tonight, how it was a little bit of a boring episode. So I guess you could say this was the climax. It was one of the mild climaxes. Alexia's dinner with Karen and Joanna and Adriana and all the girls. I'm not defending Karen because I can't stand her. I can't stand her ass.
Mm.
But that was really bad and cheesy and not good. But it did seem like they reeled her in. It was like, come. It was like putting the cheese out for the mice and then like getting them to come in and then just like, snap on them. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I think that Karen did a pretty good job defending herself just by smiling and just acting like it didn't faze her because it was just feeding their fire. Like, they just were getting so angry at that. So good for her for turning up the volume for us as a viewer. I was really happy that they confronted Karen because I do think that she is the root for a lot of problems. And even on tonight's episode, she was like, I'm so glad the drama isn't on me at the dinner party.
She was, like, getting off on that, by the way.
Yeah. She knows exactly what she's doing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't put it past her at all.
No. It's like she's got this face of, like, Little Miss Innocent. And Adriana said, oh, there you are, like, again, with the Joker smile and, like, acting like this isn't, you know, happening. That's her MO. Like, that's the way she does stuff. She's very manipulative. And it's, like, you can't, it's like shadow boxing. Because you can't exactly, she's not Adriana, where she's going to get in your face and start snapping. And
you know exactly how she feels.
Right.
Yeah.
With Karen, it's like, she's going to tiptoe around, act like she's innocent and that nothing's wrong, and then get off on when something goes not in someone else's favor. And And at the dinner, it happens like it's like her, it's her happy place, because when the attention was taken off of her and all of a sudden Joanna was now fighting, it was like Karen's master plan, even though it seems like it's not a master plan, it is a master plan now that Joanna is now in the fire, in the, you know, firing squad now, mm-hmm. not Karen. And Karen loves that. And as we saw in tonight's dinner, again, we'll get to, there were some similarities in that, because when Thomas was firing at Joanna again, Karen didn't say or do anything. I think she's a sly snake.
I think that she hooks on to whoever is going to make her look better. So at that point, at the dinner, Joanna was defending her, so of course Karen was going to be on Joanna's side at the dinner at Alexia's. Like, Joanna was like, don't leave her alone, leave her alone. And of course Karen is going to be like, yeah, this is my friend now. But then she doesn't back her up whenever
exactly.
at the dinner. Like, that makes no sense to me.
Right, it's ugly. It's not like, it's a bad character trait. And I think it shows no character, actually. It's not even a character trait. But, I don't know. It's funny when you're, like, I prefer Adriana and Alexia to Karen. So that means you've got to be pretty bad if...
If you're going to people are going to be rooting for the others.
Yeah, if you're rooting for them. Because they do, I mean, they're hilarious to me. And, you know, they do things like Mean Girls would do, which is lure someone in and then, you know, kind of bite. But at the same time, I prefer them to bite Karen than Karen bite them.
Exactly. I thought the dinner was a total waste. Like, it just seemed to me like they...
The food? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that too. But it just seemed like the producers, I don't know, coaxed them into having that dinner, or maybe they did it on their own. But the drama levels were not as they could have been. All things considered, it ended pretty peacefully.
Like, they could have had a little coffee before this
fight.
Yeah,
and then Adriana and Joanna made up, which I was fine with that. So
I don't think it's going to last.
Yeah, that whole dinner was just a waste of my life.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't super exciting, but this episode 11, was
yes,
a little bit...
That was
the
good.
Volume was turned up.
Yeah.
So let's start with the boring stuff and work our way up, which means we're going to start talking about Marta.
Yes.
So she's back in with... Joanna and Roman. I didn't realize it until Marta got back with Joanna, and we didn't really see much of her, but I didn't realize how much I enjoyed not seeing them together and not hearing their seventh grade cackling fights. And they didn't really have one, but all of a sudden when I heard Marta's voice along with Joanna's voice, it was like, ree, ree, ree.
I just like how she moved back in. And I think in actuality, she was maybe there for a few days.
Right.
It's more so like a slumber party than
it was an
she actually. Yeah. The show is filmed over like a 3 week period or something.
Right.
You were there
right.
for a weekend and now you moved back
right.
in. So.
Right.
I said that Marta seems like a voice of reason almost. She's like, leave me out of your business. So I'm kind of on her side for that. But bitch needs to get a job.
Oh,
That's the bottom line.
She could be Roman's balls, as he called her.
I'm sure that he would like for her to be on.
I know. There was definitely flirtation, because after you said that, now I'm picking up on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There is definitely, it's a sexual tension, and Joanna goes right over her head. She has no idea whatsoever. But, and she's not going to cook, I guarantee.
And you know, Marta would jump on that as soon as she possibly could. If he presented himself and he was like, dun da da da, here it is, take it. She'd be like, put it in.
Yeah.
They did both sleep with Joe Francis, so.
You think
token,
Marta
maybe.
Would do that to Joanna? I feel like they are close enough where they.
I feel like
she
if
wouldn't.
She was drunk, she would totally do it.
Yeah, if she was drunk. What?
Or like
what
a few years
next?
Down
and
the
I
line.
Hope, and I hope that Real Housewives of Miami films that happen.
Yeah. When I close my eyes and I picture Marta, that's, I think, how you would picture a hot mess. She's just over-tanned. She always looks kind of tired, disheveled. She's got, like, makeup on from last night.
A day old makeup.
Yeah, the crusty, kind of thick. Anyway, she kind of grosses me out. But,
but she's still pretty, though.
Yeah, of course. She looks gorgeous.
She's still very pretty.
Yeah. She was wearing that flannel with the hat, and I was like, oh, damn her.
Yeah.
I can't. If I wear that, I look like a flaming lesbian.
They're like, who are you?
Right. They're like, who called the guy? Anyway, so we have the fashion show with this somewhat not... recognizable designer. Perhaps
David
they're...
Donald Pliner.
Pliner.
Pliner. Is that
okay.
how you say it?
I don't know. I read it wrong.
Yeah, I think it was Pliner. Pliner. And Lisa was his wife, right?
Yes,
who
Lisa Pliner.
Is starting a shoe line. Because if you're rich, you can just do anything you want that you don't have any experience
and
doing.
And as you should. You should just do whatever
right,
you want.
Right. I would. So I would have colognes. I don't even like cologne. I'd have candles. I'd burn them all with the cologne at the same time. You wouldn't even be able to breathe. The smell would be so bad.
Carousel by Kristen Carney.
Exactly. Fall off that carousel. Okay, so Elaine is at the fashion show. Slash, what's his real name?
James.
Okay, so James and Elaine, and his dual personality is tag teaming Marisol for some things that she's being accused of saying. I have a feeling that this Lisa was lying. I really do, because Marisol seemed genuinely surprised, and she maybe said, oh, you want to have Elaine, but I don't think she went out of her way to say, you shouldn't hire Elaine, XYZ, sign here. You know, I don't think it was an official thing. It was probably just more in a passing conversation. Because if you don't like someone, you're not going to be like, oh, great, Elaine's going to be there. You're always going to make a comment, you know?
Yeah. And I just feel like the message, as it's relayed on to other people, it's not being passed on in the right way.
It's a game of telephone.
Yes, exactly. And by the time it got to Elaine, who obviously...
whose ear is 10 inches higher than someone else's mouth.
Whose wig squeezes his brain way too tight.
Right.
Their circulation is getting cut off on that brain.
Right.
I just think... with Elaine, I'm like, girl, bye. Bye. Like, extended out the bye. Your time is up. I'm so sick of seeing you on the screen. He makes me sick. I just don't think he's a good person. And he's really, really... You can tell he's super insecure.
He's super insecure, like, and he seems very just angry inside.
Clearly, Leah was saying in all of her interviews, he's hired to do DJs and MCs and whatever, hosting stuff. But so why do you even let one person saying that about you affect exactly what you're doing? Because he's still being hired, so what's it matter?
Right, it clearly hasn't affected your income level at this point or your job opportunities.
No.
Yeah, but it's funny, though, if, you know... Marisol's going to all these parties where they would possibly be hiring Elaine. It's like you're going to the wrong parties.
Exactly.
Like, you don't want to go to a party that's always being hosted by a drag queen. You're going to the wrong party. Go down the street to the more mild one where you're an adult and you drink nice wine.
And I know that Miami has some probably other amazing drag queens.
Oh, yeah. There's more than one drag queen.
Funnier.
That's actually... I've almost felt like we're on an island with Elaine. Like, I want to see more... Well, let's talk about Lauren.
Well, Lauren's a transvestite.
She's a transvestite.
She has the girl parts.
Right.
Yeah. So, I think I was getting a superior vibe from Lauren because she's a transvestite, she was kind of looking down on James.
Yeah, because she's
Elaine,
like...
Because she's
guess
like,
what?
Official.
I went all the way.
Yeah.
I had surgery for this shit.
I've been in Vogue.
Right.
What have you done?
Right.
Yeah. Hosted at the Hard Rock Cafe, whatever the shit they were talking about.
Yeah, were they talking about the Hard Rock Cafe? Because if so...
Yeah, so you were a tourist coming from Orlando going to...
Marisol should have said to her, she'd been like, girl, go to the Hard Rock Cafe, get your thing. I'm going to be doing dinner at some nice place.
Right. Marisol is such a wimp, though. I agree with... She needs to get a backbone real quick.
Yeah.
But, I mean, why argue with stupid? Like, why argue with stupid?
But just in terms of everyone, she's... I don't know. She don't belong on the show.
Well, I want to say this really quick about Lauren and Elaine. I thought that... This is probably very, like, small-minded of me, but I thought because they both were, like, maybe in similar situations that they would unite. It's almost like... I assume, like, two gay guys would be like, oh, hey, we're both gay. Let's be really good friends. Like, it's almost... But I know that's not the way it works, but that's the way. You're like, no, sir.
Child, no.
But that's the way I kind of see it. It's like almost like you're alone on an island together. You might as well, because you can relate on things.
Well, Lauren said that she had helped out Elaine with her wardrobe and things when she was making fun of her wardrobe, which I really, really enjoyed.
Yeah.
So, obviously, they had some kindred... together, and now they're completely separated.
Once they got
Elaine
to know each other, they're
disgusting.
Probably, yeah,
yeah. It seemed like there was some past history there. By the way, Lauren was talking.
I'd like to see a reality show about Lauren.
Yeah,
I think that'd be fantastic.
That's probably what she's trying to get at. That's why she was.
She looks like what's her name from
Joanna Coles.
No, you said that, but I was thinking she looked more like what's her name from the haircutting show on Bravo.
Tabitha.
Yes.
Lauren takes over Tabitha.
Yeah.
Gross. So, okay, Marisol, you think needs a backbone. I kind of agree, but I don't think that she... I just don't think she really said anything that wrong. But it is weird, because Marisol seems like she comes from her kooky mom, who just will say and do anything. And it seems like Marisol would be more ballsy like that. But she's actually more in the background and doesn't really have And like Anna, you know, Anna said, and like you said, like grow some cojones or grow some.
Yeah, it's just like, why is she on the show? I don't know a good analogy for it. I'm sure there's a saying somewhere that's like, if you're not going to join the party, don't come or something like that. But
it's a deep one.
Yeah. Why is she on this show that's fueled by drama? She knows what she's signing on for. Why are you here to just run away from the conflict?
Her mom. I swear it's like her mom just has to be involved somehow. And it's like she'll go along with it, or she likes getting her hair and makeup done sometimes or something. It's enough to bring her back in.
Well, her mom's the only reason why she's on the show. Like, that's the only interesting part
about... It's like Anna needs her mom, too, now. I mean, I do like Anna a little bit more after this, but just in terms of the boring level through... I mean, if you put tonight's scene with Anna, that, you know, it's like 1 out of 100 scenes that, you know, we saw something from her. So I feel like she needs to beef it up a little bit. But Marisol is a bore fest.
Yeah. I wrote something down about Elaine. I think Elaine could have had people on her side if she wouldn't have done that Botox face. You got Botox
in your
tongue.
Botox your tongue.
I think that she could have had a lot more people on her side if she wouldn't have taken that stupid comment to like this whole dumb level.
If she would have played the victim, like, this is hurting my career, I'm not getting jobs. Yeah. Instead of
look at me,
bullying.
I'm dressed like a boy, I can't even go to a party.
Instead of bullying Marisol, which she was like, I'm not bullying you, but she totally was. And then Marisol became the victim. So Elaine definitely could have had people on her side, but she would have had to play that victim card, and she didn't at all.
I saw on Twitter that on Watch What Happens Live, it said, whose side are you on, Marisol's or Elaine's? And I'm anxious to see what people will say. I hope they say Marisol. Because
I think people would say neither. Neither of them seem like worth fighting
for.
No
one's going to vote in that poll.
I mean, like, we had 5 votes.
Yeah. And they were all for Obama.
Yeah. So like, weird.
Yeah, it's weird. But it's entertaining at least a little bit. I would feel so awkward, though, if I just had a confrontation and then had to sit in an audience with someone emceeing. And I just had to look up like, oh, good job.
Good thing she kept her sunglasses on.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
She was getting that shade, child.
The shoes didn't look that unique, by the way, either. And they were kind of going back. She's like, these are, you know, if you're going to be a designer, just something unique. Anyway, okay, so I guess we can go to the dinner at Thomas Kramer's, the biggest a-hole in the world. He sounded like Hitler. This is how Nazis started. Like, people talked like that, and then people listened and went along with it because they
had power. I don't
even
have a button for how big of a burn that was. Like, I can't hit anything.
It wasn't a burn. You should see the guy. It wasn't a burn.
Really?
It was actually, like, a good
I'm sure you'll see
comparison.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a nut job. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm jumping around and saying, oh, okay. Karen, we're looking at the screen.
Can
here.
I just piggyback off what you
please.
Just said? I wrote in my notes, I think, and no offense to anyone out there that's from another country, but I feel like his foreignness is almost like an excuse for his misogyny and kind of bad attitude and just disrespectful behavior. I feel like because he's from another country, obviously, by the accent, he can get away with it.
The thing is, it's like people perceive that, but he's been here long enough where it's like you should adjust. Because if you go to Europe, you know, like you go to France and, you know, you kind of get treated badly if you're not speaking, you know, French or something. You have to kind of acclimate yourself in their culture. That's kind of part. But I think when people come to the United States, they take this, like, get out of jail free card where it's like, oh, I'm not from here, I can step all over your customs. But if you go to another country, you know, that maybe looks down on Americans, you can't step on their customs.
I just think some cultures or countries, they're very, you know, sexist. And
like, this was him being playful.
Yeah, I just feel like that's wherever he's from. That's how they get down.
I think that he's taken himself to be a character. Like, he's created himself as a character. So everything that he says, I don't know if he necessarily believes it, but I think that he plays into this whole, like, heightened, like, I'm the one that says crazy things and gets away with it. And everyone just, like, loves me because I'm so rich. I think that's honestly what he is.
Well, I think when you're that rich and you have that much clout, you grow this third head of you can do and because he already has 2 heads naturally. you can take on this air of just being a egomaniac and get away with it. If he behaved like that and had no money, No one would talk to him. No one would associate with him. He'd be a maniac on the street begging for money. It bothers me in these social societies what you can get away with. And it's like in high school to me. There was always that person in high school that wasn't that charismatic, that wasn't very nice, but for some reason everyone just bowed down to. And to me, that's what he is. And I always avoided those people. So this guy, although I get like his you know, kind of jokiness of like, I don't take everything he says seriously. Like, yeah. I'm not offended by his boob comments. He's an idiot. But at the same time, it's just like, why kiss this guy's ass? You're going to die in like probably, you know, whoever in 40 years, maybe on average, somebody. And like, you're going to have wasted some of those 40 years on like a guy like this. You're going to be like, what was I thinking? It's almost like Mama Elsa when she came out and it was like, oh, he's so stupid. But they've been friends for 18 years. It's like she realizes it.
I have an observation, though. When he was on Real Housewives of Atlanta a few seasons ago, he was not like this at all. So I don't know if he was putting on for the camera or what it was, because if you recall, he was good friends with Kim. Kim had invited Nene and all of these people to his house, and Nene is attacking Kim in front of him, and he didn't say anything to Nene. I don't know if it's because Nene is taller than him, probably, or Nene is,
could,
you know,
take him out.
Sister girl with an attitude, but... If you recall, if anybody watches Real Housewives of Atlanta, he wasn't like, don't disrespect my friend Kim in my house. I invited you here. He let Nene, like, call Kim whatever name she called him.
And
in
they
his
were
house.
They were fighting much worse than they did at the dinner party.
It was in his house?
In his house, yeah. Mm. And so to
in his
me,
driveway.
That's a little strange. Now all of a sudden you're screaming at not only, he screamed at Elsa and he screamed at Anna. But in two seasons ago, you were all like, welcome to my house.
He's trying to get time.
Yeah, he's trying to get his own reality show. We see you, Thomas. We know what you're
doing.
We see you and we don't like it.
At all.
No.
Well, yeah, that was my observation.
So let's talk about Karen's plan kind of backfiring. She has this dinner with him. She thinks, okay, I'm going to be in the... The way she's looking at it is, it's not my house. It's not Alexia's house. But because I'm with him... I'll have more power as if it is kind of my house. So I'll be the one kind of in charge, but won't be responsible for anything. And that's why it's gross and slimy to me, because she was satisfied by the drama, not including her. And this is exactly why she didn't have it at her house, because she gets to take a front row seat at Thomas's rather than be in the ring at her own house having it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, again, gross and slimy.
I just hated when at the beginning when they were all arriving and Karen was like hanging all over him, being like, oh, like getting in on the conversation. I wrote down, shut the hell up, Karen. Like, why are you in people's conversations? I just don't get it. I don't get it at all.
Yeah. And she was doing the whole flirtatious thing at the beginning, even with her mom there. She, you know, is someone who is quote unquote like a businesswoman and, you know, is forging her way in the world and makes all of her own money. But like, would take a back, put all that stuff in the back seat to have a seat next to this guy who just is, again, I don't care about the whole misogyny thing. I really don't. But like, he's putting a piece of raw meat in your mouth and telling you to like swallow. It's just gross. You should kind of be like, dude, you're not funny. Like, you're the guy at the party who thinks he's funny, but isn't. And everyone's laughing at behind your back.
Do we think there's any truth to what Mama Elsa said about them sleeping together or hooking up?
No, I don't think so.
I could totally see Karen being the kind that's like a freak behind closed doors, you know? And it's like one of those people that you think is very prudish, but she's really like in an open relationship with...
She's a freak behind closed doors because she has a knife.
What's his name?
And she'll stab you. Like, that's why she's a freak.
I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah.
To it.
Yeah.
I think that she just wants to get it where she can. For people that think she's hot, she's like, all right, bam. Like, I just... That's exactly what he's
doing. Did you create that sound effect on your own?
I did.
He did, everybody.
Yes, I did. Yes.
He's been planning it the whole time.
He just made it tonight.
It's all part of the plan.
Creepy. Heath Ledger creepy.
Was that Thomas Kramer?
Yes, it almost sounded like
it. Did a little bit.
Speaking through the Joker. I don't think they slept together. I think that she would like people to believe that, and she will lead on people to think she's so involved in whoever's important that she would say, oh, she wouldn't say yes or no to something like that. But I don't think she is, because she's got Rodolfo, who hates her, by the way. I can tell. He just can't stand her. Even though we haven't seen him in like 6 episodes, I know he can't stand her.
And yeah. I really like that Anna called her out in her confessional. She was like, he's wealthy. He can bring her things. So, of course, Karen is going to like her. I was like, Anna, she can, like,
Anna has a really good way of speaking in those confessionals. She's almost a little bit to me like Carol from New York in a sense, where she's got something funny all the time to say.
Yes, she might not be able to bring it to the table and in the like the interactions, but when she's behind closed doors, she's like,
"Right, just wait till the reunion show."
Uh huh.
Anna will, and she'll get it. But yeah. I do like her comments. what is your opinion on if it's your house? Can you speak to people the way you want to? You still have to maintain some sort of polite level.
Well,
I don't like this. It's his house, so he can treat you like an asshole. It's like, no.
If someone is being disrespectful, I just think that's, why would anybody do that in the first place? So just, I'm really glad that she was like, I don't care if it's his house. Like, if he's being disrespectful, I'm going to say something back to him.
Yeah, it's like, and Anna was the only one on planet Earth there to me.
And she wasn't even the one that started the whole argument. Like, why did he attack her?
A lot of it was Leah. For what happened was Joanna said to Adriana about the trip, and then Adriana said to Marisol, you and Elaine should make up because Joanna and I are going to try to make up, which was weird to say anyway.
Mm-hmm. Marisol was like, no, I'm done.
And then Marisol was like, no, and then Leah started going at Marisol, and then all Anna did was say to Joanna what was going on. And then that's when he started ripping at Anna. And I don't like that because it was almost like, to Thomas, Anna was the weakest one in the room because he didn't know who she was. She has no clout, probably. She's, you know, on human level, very attractive and a pretty woman. But in his eyes, you know, put her next to Joanna, he's thinking, who is this, you know, older woman here at my party that I don't like and talking over me? Get her out of here. It was like he didn't see a reason to respect her, and so he targeted her or something.
I don't think he targeted her. I think he was talking to everyone in general. And
why
then
did he
she
keep
just
at
happened
her?
Well, I don't know if that was editing or what. I mean, I don't know. I may be wrong. Obviously it was not there, but to me it seemed like he was just trying to tell everyone, like, shut up, like, I'm trying to have fun and talk about boobs and sex and you guys are ruining my party. And then she just so happened to be going on and then didn't shut up. And then that's when it escalated. But I don't know if he was necessarily, like, attacking her originally. And I think his whole argument was a good one. Like, why are we talking about this? I mean, obviously we're talking about this because we're on a reality television show. But I don't know.
Yeah, I definitely agree partly because it was like he was just, his message was just shut the F up. I don't want to talk about this stuff. But when it was like, when she was talking, he started to say, stop, be quiet, do you hear me? He rang the bell at her.
Mm-hmm.
But this was before he really yelled at everybody. So it was like he singled her out. And then I think once he singled her out, he went with it. Yeah. It wasn't, I don't think, 45 minutes prior, he was like, I'm going to target her. But I think in the way it went, it just seemed like he did kind of narrow her down. But again, I think she doesn't have the clout that he would even care to treat her with respect.
But I mean, I just think this is a disrespectful guy in general, because then you see his friend of 18 years, Elsa, who not only is his friend of 18 years, but who is also like 30 years his senior. And she's a female, and he's like yelling in her face.
Like a maniac.
So he's just disrespectful in general. Like,
right.
Honestly, I don't even know if it was just because Anna is beneath him. Or if it's just that he's a disrespectful
douchebag.
He's just
a tool.
Yeah.
The guy's a tool.
I think so.
Yeah, he's the toolbox. He's the shed. Yeah. He's the tool maker.
He's Home Depot.
He's Home Depot. He'll help. No, he won't help. I've actually been to Home Depot a lot recently, and they don't help. I shouldn't say that, but I've had a few bad experiences recently. Anyway, I was trying to buy a shelf. They didn't
the
help
views
me.
And beliefs expressed in these AfterBuzz TV shows are...
are Chris and Carney's.
Yes.
So, not ours. So get me. Don't get AfterBuzz. Oh, God. All right. What else happened at the dinner?
I liked that Adriana and Joanna kind of seemed to be in a kindred spirit together. I really liked that.
But when Joanna showed up, Adriana said, oh, I'm not going to kiss Roman. I don't want to be...
But I think that she...
Flirting.
I honestly think she was being funny. I don't think that she was meaning it. And then Karen went over to her and was like, oh.
Yes. Did
Adriana
you just hear what Adriana said?
And she got the quote wrong, too.
I know. I'm glad that Joanna was like, oh, whatever. Like,
tricks are for kids.
I know. Tricks are for kids.
Yeah, Joanna did let it go. I was surprised. I thought it was going to start right there. I really don't think their love fest, though, will last long, Adriana.
Oh, no. Well,
Joanna,
it doesn't.
No.
What, they were previous? On. Remember, I said on last week's episode, the Watch What Happens Live, where they were screaming at
each other
on the phone.
Yeah, it's still going.
And that Joanna said she was going to sue her. Yeah. Did that happen? Yeah.
I don't think they've sued each other. Okay. But that happen.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Do you guys think going forward from this this episode we'll have as much drama as we had tonight? Or do you think that was pretty much the high point?
I think this is probably the high point, and it's just going to go like, maybe not like really downgrade, but just a little like slow decline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I loved Elsa's quote when he was like, he's stupid and I don't want his french fries or something like that.
I didn't want to eat the french fries on the table. Right. I was like, yeah.
But they do have a trip coming up, and Real Housewives series are known for those trips. Yeah. Whenever there's a trip, there's going to be drama. So maybe it won't go downhill.
I hope not. I want the drama to continue.
Oh, yeah, this definitely is like, too, from my view.
The season is really like escalated the entire time.
Yeah, because it's like, as much as I hate Thomas, I loved watching the scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gave me great joy.
I just couldn't believe that whole dinner party escalated that. I feel like it went from 0 to 100 in about 2 seconds.
It
and
did.
It didn't even have to. And with his argument, whenever he was like, everyone calm down, this is a party, let's have fun. I was like, good, just stick with that argument. But then to fire off and hit somebody that didn't even have anything to do with the argument, Anna, he lost all...
Yeah, he
all
lost
relevance
the audience.
Yeah.
Well, Lisa did the whole pole dancing thing, but Karen,
I love that.
Karen made that comment, and it's like when Karen tries to have fun, it's like the mom at the party trying to be funny and have fun. Yeah, it's like a little shoulder shimmy. It's like Karen said, "Oh, you should dance on that pole, Lisa," but the way Karen says a joke is more insulting than it is funny.
Yeah.
It was really not nice. Karen was almost caught up in the moment of like, I can say what I want because I'm running this party and you'll all be on my side no matter what I say. It was like she gets in this, I want to be fun like everyone else thing, and it just doesn't come across naturally. And Lisa was actually offended.
She was offended?
Well, because she was like, do I look that bad in this outfit?
Oh, yeah.
So she chalked it up to her outfit? How about she just was admitting that she used to be a stripper? Is that... Because that's what I got. I was like, oh, an implication that she used to be a stripper, and she didn't deny it. Like, haha, I'm not a stripper.
Right.
She's like, no, I'm going to acquiesce to what you're saying and, like, dance on the table.
Right. Well, she ended up dancing, but it was like she didn't really vibe with Karen in that moment that Karen was making the joke with her.
Yeah.
Which I thought she would have. I was surprised that she responded like that. It's like, you are wearing leopard print and you have giant fake boobs. Like, I think telling you to dance on a pole is not a stretch. It's not a stretch at all. What do you think, guys? You want to do some news and gossip?
Or? Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, while the show was on, Real Housewives of Miami was trending worldwide yet again. That's pretty cool.
Thanks to Lady Gaga, maybe.
Making these ladies relevant. Lisa tweeted during the thing, was supposed to do a viewing party at Thomas Kramer's, but Lenny is still at work. Rain check. I was like, what? They're still hanging out with him? Like,
it's gross.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
And then Leah tweeted, before this Real Housewives of Miami episode, all the girls were fighting about who was a closer friend to Thomas, mad that Karen was the one having the party.
Wait, so, say that one more time.
Yeah.
Leah said, before this Real Housewives of Miami episode, all the girls were fighting about who was the closer friend to Thomas, mad that Karen was the one having the party. So
Leah was mad that Karen was the one having the party. Yeah, I mean, you could sense that from the episode a few ago, which was, like, episode, like, 3 or 4.
I mean, all of them had issues being like, we're all his friends. Like, why would you invite us to his house?
I wouldn't want bragging rights of being his friend after that. I'd be like, you know what? Actually, you guys take him.
Yeah.
I don't even know. What was his name again? I've never seen him before.
Yeah.
So that's my news and gossip. Oh, and I also helped Roman the other day with some purchases. He purchased, like, workout gloves for me, so that's pretty cool. He was going to buy Joanna a Stella McCartney bag, which is a vegan-friendly brand. So a lot of people were like, why would she wear leather? But it's actually all the leather used in Stella McCartney's stuff is vegan-friendly.
Just tell her that. Yeah. She won't know the difference.
Yeah, she's like, whatever. Yeah. So that's my news and gossip.
Bye. He was going to. What happened? Why didn't he? Or do you know? Oh.
They don't got no money.
Yeah, he's poor. He couldn't afford it. Do you guys have any what she should have said?
I have one.
Okay.
It's not funny, though. It's just a...
It's okay. Go for
mistake.
It.
Mistake. Karen said, in reference to Thomas Kramer, he's kind of like the Playboy of the East Coast. What she meant to say was, he's kind of like the Hugh Hefner of the East Coast.
Right.
Very true.
Right.
Donald Pliner, when they introduced him and showed him, they should have said, Donald Pliner is a homosexual, because he is.
And he
has a real
she's
wife.
She's a beard.
Yes, yeah, who is a beard.
Yeah. Okay, this one's really like mean. Okay, so when Karen and Lisa were having the conversation about Lisa's miscarriage, please rewatch if you don't remember what she said. But she said, "What if God just doesn't want? I mean, if you're unable to carry a baby long term," and what she should have said is, "What if God just doesn't want you to have a baby?"
Oh yeah,
that's what she was gonna say, and then she caught herself.
Yeah, she
and
was
she
like,
sucked.
"Backtrack."
Yeah. Yeah. And then I think that's pretty much it. I didn't really get another one for this episode.
Any predictions?
Oh, this was funny. I'm sorry. I do want to say this. At the dinner at Alexia's from episode 10, Marisol said she was so mad about Karen's article. And she said, "Oh, I feel like punching someone." And what Adriana said was, "Do it." And what she should have said was, "Don't do it.
Don't do it."
Anyway. So, predictions? Ladies and gents?
No, I didn't even think about that.
I'll start. I'll start and not say anything of interest. I predict that Joanna didn't get her DNA from her mother. That's my prediction.
Wow.
Two ugly parents make a cute baby.
It's so weird how that happens.
I predict major drama whenever they go on the trip. That's a good one.
That's what I predict. And I also predict that Joanna and Adriana will never be friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mark my words.
We will. They are marked. You guys, thanks for listening. We've had fun. We will not be here next Thursday because of Thanksgiving. Enjoy your turkey and your cranberry.
Eat your face off.
But until then, where can we find you guys?
You can find me at @Jake_Dupree.
You can follow me on Twitter at @MichelleReneeLA.
And you can follow me, but I'm sure you won't, at Kristen Carney, KristenCarney. And until 2 weeks from now, we bid you adieu.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.